Biden administration official, Pentagon is working quite hard to define extremism. By Christina Wong on June 16, 2021. The Defense Department does not yet have a definition of what extremism is but is working quite hard to define it, according to senior Biden administration officials this week. The Biden administration on Tuesday unveiled a 32-page summary of its national strategy for countering domestic terrorism, broadly outlining some things the government would do, including the Pentagon, which administration officials said had shown a lot of leadership on the issue. An administration official told reporters during a conference call ahead of the rollout. As the strategy indicates, they are re-looking at a number of things. And one of those is, how, they understand, quite literally how they define extremism for these purposes. They are working that quite hard, both as a policy matter with the security experts and with lawyers at the Defense Department and elsewhere, to ensure they're doing this in a way they feel ratchets up the protections but also respects expression and association protections, again, for service members and for others. The summary said the Pentagon is also working on updating its definition of prohibited extremist activities for service members, and will consider policy changes to address such activity by civilian employees and contractors as well. Current Pentagon regulation does not ban mere membership in extremist groups, only active participation, but officials told reporters the administration is re-looking at a number of things. The Pentagon is also considering changes to the questionnaires that recruits and security clearance holders fill out, in order to augment the screening process. It is also planning to incorporate training for service members leaving the military on potential recruitment efforts by violent extremist actors, and developing a mechanism by which veterans can report recruitment attempts. Officials said the Pentagon's Countering Extremism Working Group, CEWG, will be the implementing arm within the department for the Biden administration's Countering Domestic Terrorism Strategy. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stood up the CUG on April 9 and appointed Bishop Garrison, his senior advisor on human capital and diversity, equity, and inclusion, as its leader. Garrison has suggested that all Trump supporters are racist and just last year defended the New York Times 1619 Project, which claims that America was founded when slaves were brought over in 1619, and asserted the entire system was based on racist practices. Officials tried to stress that their efforts would take place within the context of upholding American civil rights and civil liberties. They also insisted it was not politically targeted. This is a strategy that is agnostic as to political ideology or off the spectrum. What matters is when individuals take their political or other grievances and turn that, unacceptably, unlawfully, into violent action, an official said. Democrats have labeled the January 6 Capitol riot an act of domestic terrorism and have even suggested it was carried out by white supremacists. The Pentagon has cited the participation of members of the military for its efforts against racism and extremism. To date, only one active duty member of the military and four reservists have been charged in connection to the riot, out of more than 450 charged altogether. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.